like to suggest that we could look in the last few minutes briefly at the verses from 9 to 22 just to pick out some of the themes there. And this is also involving Timothy's response, because not only had he been left in Ephesus, as we learn in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, he'd been left in Ephesus with the charge of teaching correct doctrine, but now he has an opportunity to do some very tender service towards Paul. Come quickly, in verse 9. Bring these things. Bring Mark. Bring my coat. Bring the books and the parchments. Do your utmost to come before winter, verse 21. Paul was really alone. There were some, obviously. Not every individual had forsaken him. Onesiphorus had refreshed him, and there are greetings for Onesiphorus there and so on. But there was the sense that Paul did not have those who exercised tender care towards him, and he said to Timothy, or he reviews with Timothy in verse 16, at my first answer, which is, this is a legal term, at my first defense, my first apology, that's where we get the word apologetics from when we are defending the faith, explaining the reasons for belief. At my first answer, my first defense, no one stood with me, all forsook me. And Timothy is going to come to somebody who's abandoned. He's going to come to somebody who's lonely, somebody who's been ignored by those perhaps who would have helped, had in fact been helped by him previously. But Paul gives a little seed of encouragement to Timothy in verse 17. But the Lord stood with me. And this is also helpful for us. Timothy's response was going to be a very quiet service now. He's going to have to refresh the aged apostle Paul who's ready to depart. And this is a very quiet service. But it would be really meaningful to the heart of Paul. But Paul also knew, and this was helpful for Timothy, that he could trust the Lord. It reminds me of the time when Paul was on the ship in the book of Acts, in chapter 27, and he stands up in front of the ship's crew and the passengers, and he says, you shouldn't have gone. I told you that we should have stayed in port, but now we've gone, and all hope of being saved had been given up by the sailors. And he says, but last night I heard the word of the Lord that we're going to be preserved. And he said, I believe God. Here he says, no one is encouraging me right now, but the Lord stood with me. And this is the same thought. He knew that the Lord was always faithful, even if he had to encourage Timothy to be faithful and bold. The Lord was always faithful. And so Timothy has the opportunity to come alongside and encourage Paul. On what basis could he go and speak with and encourage somebody who was under all these threatenings and under all these abuses and under all these attacks? It's because the Lord stood with Paul, and so the Lord would stand with Timothy too.
When Peter was reading those verses, you cannot escape the fact that you have a real man. There is no superficial anything. He has the pain of those who have forsaken him. Demas have left me. Bring Mark. As Brother Brian was saying, you know, here is someone who didn't start well, ended well, and then you have Demas who started well and ended, Demas started well and then ended bad. But you have Luke. Started well, continue well, ended well. So you don't have to be Demas. If you're Mark, end up well. And if you're Luke, continue on well all the time. The Lord take notes of these things and he record these things for us to encourage us. But it's just touching when Paul said, bring the coat. Paul have one coat. And the Lord Jesus said, you shouldn't have two coats. He was real. What he wore inside his own house, inside his own tent, it's the same coat he wore when he was outside. There was no duplicity in his life. The problem was us, and that's why the testimony we could not preach, because people looking for expression in our life of what we speak, and they don't find it. That's why Christianity is gone from Europe. It's gone because people were looking for reality. There was no reality. This was a big building, decorated churches, but no reality. Paul had one coat only, and he said, bring that coat. Bring the books. Bring the parchment. You know, and he was really a fighting old general. He's standing there, said, the Lord deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Come back before winter. I mentioned earlier, and I quote the wrong name, of the person that hold the sword. It was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who stood up. But here what I see in Paul is Benaiah. Benaiah, that is in the day of snow, killed the lion. And here he is, the mighty man of David, the mighty man of the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul. He said, it's winter. Brian, you said earlier about it's dark. It is winter. It's a time where people get depressed all the time. It's a time where people don't want to have to endure hardship because it's the weather is not conducive to do anything. You want to stay home and stay comfortable. But he said here, in the day of snow, in the time of winter, there is a lion out there. You fight. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And the Lord is able to deliver me from the lion's mouth. Here is what the Lord is looking for in his people today. People like Paul, people like Timothy, people like David's mighty men who are able to stand up for the cause of Christ. And that's really what counts in the end. That's really what counts in the end.
Duplicity that there was not in the cloak, that in the cloak we need the warmth of Paul's ministry in the present day in which we find ourselves. The cloak is what provides warmth. We need that spiritual warmth. Then we have the matter of the parchments, which have to do with the present ministry, which so quickly is being surrendered. We need the present ministry of the Apostle Paul to keep us online with divine interest.
This session comes to an end in just 2 or 3 minutes, so I think we should end at this point, although there's much more we could say. I know we didn't get to all the names. We could speak about Priscilla and Aquila and so forth. But we'll have to do that on our own. So we'll